what are the levels of teaching? The teachers of God have no set teaching level. The teachers of God have no set teaching level. Each teaching learning situation involves a different relationship at the beginning. Although the ultimate goal is always the same. Although the ultimate goal is always the same, to make of the relationship a holy relationship, and a holy relationship is a relationship in which both can look upon the Son of God as sinless. There is no one from whom a teacher of God cannot learn, so there is no one whom the teacher of God cannot teach. However, from a practical point of view, the teacher of God cannot meet everyone. This is on page 7 in the teacher's manual. From a practical point of view, the teacher of God cannot meet everyone, nor can everyone find the teacher of God. Therefore, the plan includes very specific contacts to be made for each teacher of God. There are no accidents in salvation. Those who are to meet will meet, because together those who are to meet have the potential for a holy relationship. Those who are to meet are ready for each other. Okay, I'm gonna take that. Let's take that paragraph. Okay, so the first of all, he's saying that we don't really have a set teaching level. That every time we meet in a relationship, it looks like we just have formed a different relationship in the beginning. It's like if I meet you, it looks like I just started a different relationship. Then if I meet her, that seems like that's a different relationship. So he says at the beginning, on page 7, he says in the beginning, it always looks like it's a different relationship. But no matter how different the relationship seemed to be at the beginning, that the goal is always the same. So I don't care how different the relationships that I have with people seem like they are at the beginning, I still have the same goal in every relationship that I have. And then the course goes on to say, we're trying to make the relationship a holy relationship. And a holy relationship is a relationship in which we are looking at each other as being sinless. So that's a classic definition of a holy relationship. A lot of times people get confused about when the course says that we're going to try to go from a special relationship to a holy relationship. And it seems like and people also had a misperception, like it's saying you can't have a one-on-one relationship with someone. And what the course is saying is that you want to take the relationship from a relationship in which you're seeing each other as guilty to a relationship in which you're seeing each other as sinless or innocent. That's it. It has nothing to do with the form of how you choose to do your relationship. It has nothing to do with monogamy. It has nothing to do with polyamory. It has nothing to do with what time the person comes home from dinner. It has nothing to do with whether or not, you know, they're doing what your ego say. That's an altogether different thing. A holy relationship is a relationship in which my goal in this relationship is to see you as sinless, to see you as innocent, and to see you as love. So then he goes on to say that there's nobody we can't learn from. So if there's nobody we can't learn from, then there's also nobody we can't teach, because the teacher and the learner are the same. So I'm learning from you in a relationship with each and every one of you, but I'm also a teacher in a relationship with each and every one of you. You're a teacher for me, and I'm a learner for you. But according to what we just read, what is it that we're really trying to teach, and what is it that we're really trying to learn? Come on, y'all. Thank you. I feel I'm asking the question, because if not, we'll do the Course in Miracles float around in the universe and kind of like not be here. So I know the Course in Miracles. If I don't ask some questions, we'll be gone. And so I really respect the fact that you spend gas money to come over here. So I want to make sure that we all tune in to each other, and especially in small groups. I don't want to just lecture in a small group. I want us to interact in a small group. This is a time to ask questions about the course, to get clarity about the course, but especially about the things that we're reading. Because people keep acting like the Course in Miracles is difficult, and I do not get it. It's not difficult. The Course in Miracles is just different. It's not difficult. A holy relationship is a relationship in which I am trying to focus on seeing you as a child of God and then seeing you as innocent. And there's nobody whom I can't learn from, so there's nobody I can't teach. So it says, however, from a practical point of view, there's no way we're going to meet everyone. And also from a practical point of view, everyone can't find us. So we all might be one, but we're not definitely not going to get to know each other personally as one. So he says, so the plan of God for our happiness includes very specific contacts to be made for us. So there are no accidents, which means that we were destined to meet each other. Every single one of us were destined to meet each other. And not only were we destined to meet each other, we were destined to meet everybody that we have a personal relationship with. That was no accident. It's no accident. No one that you're in a personal relationship with at any level is an accident. Every single relationship that we have was destined. What's your thought about that? The idea that you don't have any relationships that were not destined.
No, I just got a ticket out there. I didn't want to say I was destined to see that lady hand me a parking ticket.
The second Wednesdays of the month, you're not supposed to park on this side of the street.
Right now?
We're not?
Mm-mm.
But I didn't add my...
Sometimes I think that I'm not supposed to know that person, you know? Uh-huh. It's like I don't want to know that or be in that circumstance. Uh-huh. But then I look at and say, oh, that's perfect. That's where it's supposed to be. What am I learning from that?
Right. And then he's just told us that, the Course has told us that, and what we're trying to learn and teach each other is our sinlessness. Hmm. That's why I'm in that relationship. Anybody else have any thoughts about that? That idea of being destined to meet?
I believe it. I've had a lot of relationships that's really worked for me.
Yeah.
Just believe it.
And even the ones that you don't necessarily enjoy are also just as much relationships that you were destined, even if it was to learn how to see each other correctly.
Yeah, it's amazing how much gratitude I have now from things that I had angst from in the past.
In terms of your relationships with people?
Yeah, well, I have just such gratitude, you know, because I used to, in high school, I didn't have real friends. I had a group of people, but a lot of people that I hung out with on a general day-to-day basis were just like, you know, it was kind of a passing thing, you know, mm-hmm. like friend of the club month.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was just like, and now that I see what real friends I have, it's like what happened to me in the past has made me grateful for what I have in the present.
So that's great.
So that's like, to me, God, that's to me just says that everything is there for the reason that you make something out of it,
mm-hmm.
for it to be there.
Mm-hmm. it's like he said here. He says the plan includes very specific contacts to be made. Mm-hmm. How do you think that relates to the soulmate kind of issue? Like people think that they think about their soulmate.
Well, we're all soulmates.
There you go. That's exactly right. There is no one soulmate. You know, if we were destined to have very specific contacts, then everybody we meet is a soulmate.
Well, if we're all equal, we've got all these soulmates too.
Yeah. And then he says, those who are to meet will meet. So there's no way that you would not meet a person that you were supposed to meet. So sometimes we have those feelings like, oh my God, I missed this opportunity to make some kind of a connection with someone, you know, and I should have been at that gathering, or I should have been at that situation. I just missed that person, you know. And the Course says, no, you know, those who are to meet.